first thing that I would do, if I was teaching functions in class, would be to make sure that the class was silent. And I'd actually say that that's what I wanted them to do, and that it was an important part for the game we were going to play. And the reason I'd give for that is because I didn't want them to give things away, and I wanted them to allow space for each other to work it out themselves. I begin by writing on the board an input number, and an arrow, and then the output that that number gave. And I'd do that twice, so I'd do that with two numbers. I'd do it quite slowly, and I'd, you know, make out that I was thinking really hard about how I was working out the output. And all the time I'm thinking about, you know, giving them the sense that there's, you know, there's a reason behind, there's a rule here that I'm using. I'm working it out, and then I'm writing the output down, and I'm looking at them in between, you know, writing down the number and then writing down the output. Just allowing them space to kind of think about what the rule might be, and because I haven't actually specified that there is a rule, but in my gestures, in the way that I'm doing it kind of calmly, you know, a thoughtful look on my face, that actually there is a rule and that's what they're going to be working out. And so after writing down two inputs with the two outputs, I'd then offer them a third input. And, you know, just point to the board where the output should go, and then offer the pen for the class. And that always results in, you know, hands going up. And so then the pen gets offered to this, you know, one of the students with their hands up, they come up to the board and they suggest what they think the output should be. At which point, if it's correct, then I'll put a happy face. And if it's incorrect, then I'll put a sad face. And the pen gets offered to somebody else. If it's correct, then that student gets the chance to think of the next input. And that, by doing that, that gives them a sense of, you know, that it could be any input. There's no order to the inputs, and the input could be anything. It's arbitrary, really, what the input is. Okay, so some points throughout the task, and you've got a sense for who, you know, who knows the rule and who doesn't. And say there is half the class that know the rule and half the class that doesn't know the rule. I might ask one of the students who knows the rule to offer a clue without giving it away. And they can come and write that up on the board, and maybe get some other clues. I don't actually personally mind at that point if there's a little bit of whispering going on and a bit of sharing going on, as long as there's no kind of blatant shouting out of rules and things. But the clues allow, it has to be a clue, not what the rules. So after a while, if you're fairly confident, if I'm fairly confident that most of the class are there with the rule, then I would, rather than giving a number as the input, I would offer an X or an N, and offer the pen again to, you know, if you're doing this with year sevens, there'll be some students that have never written anything algebraically formally like that, so you will get all sorts of outputs. But I would keep giving the X as the input and collect as many outputs without smiley or sad faces at that point. And so we have a whole range of outputs and algebraic outputs to then have a look at after the game. If there are, say, five or six different rules written down on the board, we might have a discussion at that point about which ones are the same, which ones are different, and which ones we want to test as a class. And I would then offer a method for seeing which ones are the same or different. I would say something along the lines of mathematicians using pictures and diagrams to sometimes represent rules, and that we were going to learn how to do that, how to draw pictures from rules, in order to see the similarities and the differences. And I would then be very focused in showing the students how to turn coordinates, how to get coordinates from the rules, and how to plot them on graphs. And there would be quite a long period of time when we would do that together as a class. And that would include negative inputs as well. And they would all be doing it with me, as I did it, they would do it in their books or on paper. And by the end of that, then you have, two or three different pictures which can motivate a rich discussion.